This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome back to the Mr. D Math and More podcast series. Glad to have you back again. This week, we're going to be talking about and playing the 10% game. You might be saying, the 10% game? Well, what's that? Well, we're about to find out. Let's create the ambiance of the 10% game. Here it comes. First, what is a percent? You think about that. If I said, well, what's a percent? Or what's the definition of the word percent? You think about what a percent is or the definition of percent, and some people would say it's part of a whole. Some people would say it's how many out of 100. Some people would say it's per 100. Some people would say, well, I think it's some kind of a fraction. And in part, all of those are correct. Percent as a word means to divide by 100. Think about percent, per cent. The beginning of the word per actually means to divide when we talk about math. Like miles per gallon. 20 miles with 4 gallons, you went 5 miles per gallon. How did you do that? You divided. Per creates a division problem. Cent, like century, 100 years, 100 cents. Cent refers to 100. Centimeters, centigrams, everything with cent in it is talking about 100. So per cent means divide by 100. If you think about divide by 100, that's actually where the whole idea of move the decimal 2 places, either left or right, comes from. Oh, which way do you do that, left or right? Oh my. Well, if a number is a percent, like 32.5%, the percent sign at the end of the number, we're saying 32.5%, you actually move the decimal 2 places to the left, and you may know that and say, yeah, that's 0.325. But how did that happen? It happened because you divided by 100. Dividing by 100 moves a decimal 2 places to the left. What if your number is not a percent and you want to make it a percent? Say your number was 0.325. Then you do just the reverse. You multiply by 100, which moves the decimal 2 places to the right. So now you have 32.5, but we put the percent sign on there because it identifies now 32.5%, which would take it back to the original number when you divide by 100 of 0.325 and so on and so on. So if you think about the idea of percents and dividing by 100, it's always looking at the result of the number when it is divided by 100 or the part of 100 that it is. Okay, well, so there's that. Now, what does that have to do with the 10% game? Well, I have students work with 10% when they take my pre-algebra course. So we play the 10% game, and you're going to see how the 10% game works and why 10% is such a great percentage to work with. 10% means 10 divided by 100. Well, 10 divided by 100, if you wrote it as a decimal, would be 0.1. Because as a fraction, 10 divided by 100, or 10 over 100, is 1/10. You think about 10%, we're talking about 1/10. 1% is 1/100th, 10% is 1/10. Okay, now, does that have anything to do with the 10% game? A little, but check it out. Because if 10%, which is 1/10 or 0.1, we're talking about one decimal place, that's a clue about how the game's going to work. Let's play, and let's see why it's such a great game to play. The 10% game. Here we go. Let's start off easy. Let's start with the number 100. What is 10% of 100? And you might be saying to yourself, well, Mr. D, that's easy. It's 10. Of course it's 10. But now see if you can notice the pattern that happens when we play the game. 10% of 100 is 10. 10% of 200 is 20. 10% of 350 is 35. So let's take 10% of 350 and the 35 and see if you can come up with the pattern. 10% of 350 is 35. 10% of 200 is 20. 10% of 100 is 10. When I say 100, I mean 100, and 10 meaning 10. 200, 200, 20 meaning 220. 10% of 350, 350, and 10% of that is 35. What's happening? Maybe you're noticing that last zero just disappears. Does it really? In a way, yes, because of the 0.1. We're moving one decimal place. So let's continue on. How about this? Because the pattern is starting to expose itself to you. How about here, the 10% of 50? 50, lose the zero, you get 5. All right, well, try a few yourself. Now, are you ready? 10% of 70. 10% of 70, think of 70, which becomes 7, or 7.0, you could say. 10% of 80 is 8. How about 10% of 42? Now you're saying, ooh, that's a tougher one. 10% of 42, not really. We're just not dropping the zero. We're just going to allow the decimal to represent the zero. Think of it like that. 10% of 42 is 4.2. You may be thinking, oh, well, now that makes sense. 10% of 37 is 3.7. You try one. Are you ready? What would be 10% of 84? Did you say 8.4? If you did, perfect. All right, well, how about 10% of 125? Still one decimal place. So 125 becomes 12.5, or 12.5. All right, what if you had 10% of 2,345? Oh, one decimal place again? Yes, 10% of 2,345 is 234.5, or 234.5. Okay, well, what happens if you get to one like 10% of 5? The decimal moves one time. What happens to it? Well, it becomes 0.5. Wow, how about this? What's 10% of 7? 0.7. What's 10% of 9? 0.9. Okay, well, here comes a tough one. Are you ready? What's 10% of 5.6? If you said 0.56, you're right. Can you see that this is a great game to play with young people at home? Now, you might be saying, all right, it's a great game. I get it. Why do I want to play this game? Oh, that's a great question. Why would you want to play a game like this? Well, let's start thinking about something. If you can play the 10% game, I bet you could play the 20% game. Now, some of you, when I say the 20% game, you think, oh, what am I going to do differently? Not a lot, but it may be not the way you think it's going to go. Think of this, 20% of 100 you may know is 20. But instead of trying to figure out what 20% of 100 is, why not think of it like 20% is 2 different 10%s? You already know the 10% game. Why learn a new game? Let's just keep playing the one we already know. So 20% of 100 is what? Well, it's like 2 10% of 100, which means 10% of 100 is 10. The second 10% of 100 is 10. 10 and 10 is 20. Uh-huh. What if I had 20% of 40? Well, 20% of 40 would be 2 10% of 40. Each 10% of 40 is 4. 4 and 4 makes 8. You could probably start working with that. Why would you want to do something like that? Well, have you ever been out to dinner and you're trying to figure out how to leave a tip? Most people have decided that leaving a tip of 20% is easier than leaving a tip of 15%. Not because the service is better, but because it's easier to do the math. Are you really going to give up that 5% because you can't do the math? Why don't we play the 10% game and figure out how to do 15%? It's just as easy. Think about the relationship between 5% and 10%. 5% is half of 10%. So if you want to play the game, the 10% game, using 15%, you just need a 10% and a 5%. So you get your 10%, you take another half of that, add them together, and you've got your answer. As an example, let's say that we wanted to take 15% of 40. Well, 15% of 40 would work just like this. 10% of 40 would be 4. Half of 4 is 2. Add them together and you've got 6. 15% of 40 is 6. 10% and 5%, 4 and 2, just like that. You might be thinking, what, Mr. D, I think you're onto something here. Well, let's hope so. 15% of 300. Oh no, 300, well, that's a bigger number. How am I going to do that? Well, let's play the game. 15% of 300. 10% of 300 is 30. half of 30 is 15. 30 and 15 adds together to 45, just like that. You may be saying, well, that's not so bad. I like it. All right, well, let's try another one. What if you had to do 15% of 240? Now, think about that. 15% of 240, and you're like, oh, well, before I was just multiplying numbers quickly in my head before you were telling me the answer, and I still got the answer. I don't know 15 times 24. You may not, but let's play the game. 15% of 240, 10% of 240, 24. Half of 24 is 12. Add them together and you get 36. If you did the multiplication and worked the math out, 15% of 240 is exactly that, 36. Okay, let's have more fun. Are you ready? What if I wanted to do this? I'm not going to use 240. I'm going to use 24. 15% of 24 in your head without a calculator? Oh my, all because of the 10% game? Absolutely. Here it comes. 15% of 24. Well, here's what we know. 10% of 24 is 2.4. What's half of 2.4? It's like taking 24 and cutting it in half and keeping the decimal there. Half of 2.4 is 1.2. Add them together. 2.4 and 1.2 is 3.6. Wow. 15% of 24 is 3.6? It is. How about that? In our heads, in our conversation, over a podcast where I'm speaking with you and you're seeing in your head and you're probably not even writing it down. That's amazing. All right, how about this? What if we wanted to do 15% of 120? Okay, well, let's do it again. Are you ready? 15% of 120, 10% of 120 is 12, half of that is 6, add them together and you get 18. Oh, that's perfect. Well, what if I wanted to do 15% of 12? Oh, you're getting tricky on us, Mr. D. Yes, ready? 15% of 12, 10% of 12. The decimal moves one time. 10% of 12, 1.2. What's half of 1.2? Think about what's half of 12. Put the decimal back in. Half of 12 is 6. Okay, well, 1.2, then half of 1.2 is 0.6. Add them together, and you've got 1.8. As a matter of fact, you might notice the relationship between 15% of 120, which is 18, and 15% of 12, which is 1.8. It's just the decimals moving around. The 10% game allows you to create other percents by knowing how to find 10% of a number. You can start playing other games with that. But think about, where does 10% show up in the world? You start to think about that, and it shows up in a lot of places. Tithing, 10%, giving back, making a difference. How about pay yourself, your personal savings? Save 10% of what you make and pay yourself. That 10% is kind of a magic number, isn't it? Leave a tip. Now you play the game, whether it's 15% or 20%, but the 10% game is very helpful. This one cracks me up when people say, give 110%. What do they mean by that? You have to give 110%. Well, what are they asking me to do? Well, it simply means to give 100% plus an additional 10%. Well, how am I going to do that? Well, let's relate it to time. Someone says, I need 110% of your time. Well, you could say this. Let's pick a number like my 20 hours that I'm going to give you. Say I'm working, I have a part-time job, or I'm investing in a particular course where it's going to require me to spend 20 hours per week, and someone says I need 110% of that time. So I think to myself, okay, so you're saying what? 110% means I need 100% of my 20 hours, which is all 20 hours, plus 10% more. 10% of 20 is 2. Oh, so if you want me to give you 110% of my 20 hours, you want 22 hours. I see what you're saying now. Kind of an odd thing to say when you think about when someone says give 110%, what are they really saying? People really are funny, aren't they? I hope you're having fun with this as well. Here's what I recommend you do. Play the 10% game at home with your family. Make up numbers and then let your family members play the game. Find 10%, find 15%, find 20%. If you master that game, you can start creating new games for yourself where you can find 1%. Then you could find 2%, which is 2 1%. You could actually find 11%, which is a 10% and a 1%. 16%, which is a 10%, a 5%, a 1%. The game goes on and on and on. And how great for young people to play a game like this so they start understanding the relationship of numbers and percentages of numbers. It's a great game to play. I hope you have fun playing it. And if you need any help with the 10% game or have some ideas or want me to give you some ideas about more ways to play the 10% game, all you've got to do is drop me an email, dennis@mrdmath.com, D-E-N-N-I-S at M-R-D-M-A-T-H.com. That's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed the 10% game and it made a difference for you and you're off and playing and ready to go. And I'll see you again next week. Have a great week, everyone. Bye. This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.